Adam's having a housewarming party, but I can't attend because I already took a dump in his new girlfriend's pussy.
Yeah, Adam, what kind of party is it actually?
It's for everyone to be respectful to me.
Everyone take a shit in your
my new
girlfriend's pussy.
Ooh,
no, not.
Is that what the party is for?
What the party's for.
I'm not going to say that on the pod, so every Tom, Dick, and Harry listening
to the show. Is that what it's for?
We can talk
about
this.
They're not invited. It's just for your friends.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying anyone can shit in your girlfriend's
pussy.
She
might listen to this. And I'm just saying, if we make an arrangement...
Okay, an arrangement.
Off pod.
Now, Adam was telling me during the break that he's done a little bit of craftsmanship. He built
around
something.
The house?
Is that true?
Something. Not really, no. I mean, I mean, my friend that's crafty, Max built that thing.
Just a second ago, you said you built it.
No, I said I.
But you know Max. Max listens to this show.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
That's why I put you in this position.
Yeah, of course.
I don't actually give a shit about your shelf.
Nick's coming back to do some more work tomorrow.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry about that.
Nick's boyfriend just called.
Not my boyfriend. It's the President of the United States of America.
Whoa, DT. Oh, I'm sorry. President Spannin.
I mean,
no, he's gone.
Hillary,
dude.
My president.
Oh, my president.
my liege.
You know what I call Hillary? President Cheeto Face.
No.
Yeah.
That's Donald Trump.
That's Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. And I call President Barack Obama. President
no.
Hot Fire Cheeto. Yeah, I was so funny when Bush was president for like 8 years and everyone's like, he looks like a chimp, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And then fucking Obama became president and all the people that like were making those Bush chimp
like,
jokes are like, I hope they don't find the website. No, sorry. The only reason I threw you under the bus there is because I knew you were trying to steal Valor, which...
I was stealing Construction Valor. Yeah.
I want to hang a shelf.
You don't do that.
I want to mount a TV.
You notice I put the pictures of your new bookshelf that I made on Instagram.
I saw that.
And I made it clear that you were doing the painting.
Because you said that because it's for women to paint.
Yes, I said that. But I also did not take credit away from you for painting.
True. Well, I painted your bookshelf.
You painted your bookshelf. That was my gift to you.
It's not my bookshelf. It's the second bedroom bookshelf.
I made that for you. I make things for people. Everyone thinks I'm a bad guy because I say mean things and I steal from people.
You don't steal.
Well, you're not aware of it. That's what makes it stealing.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Well, no, you can be aware of being stolen from. It doesn't have to be secret.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, like...
I guess that is how stealing works. Well, let's put it this way. I've been taking LaCroix out of your fridge while you've been napping. I've been just walking into your apartment taking them.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's fun.
I used to live with a guy that would steal change out of my room.
What?
And it's like, you can just borrow change,
yeah,
dude. You don't have to...
42 cents.
And I just didn't like that he was going in my fucking room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went out of town one time and I left all this change on my desk like a trap. Like a pile of fucking change.
Yeah.
And this was before, I mean, you know, I didn't have like a cell phone with a camera on it until like probably 2014 or 15.
That's right, mm-hmm. You were a late adopter.
Yeah, so there was no way to take a picture of it. So I like meticulously lined up this cardboard box with the inside of my door.
Right.
And then shut the door so that if it opened in any way, it would move the box out of the way.
Right.
And it would be hard to set back up.
Smart.
And I got back into town after a week and I was like, oh, hey, man, how's it going? And, you know, we talked for a second. And then I started heading towards my room and he's like, oh, by the way, I had to take all that change off your desk. Like,
what?
Just told me. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I had to borrow some money. And he took like $20 worth of change off my every single coin.
Did he give it back?
No, because he had he ordered pizza and he forgot he didn't have money.
That's not needing to take something.
Did you ever like encounter a real clip, like real kleptomaniac? Like,
no.
I knew a guy in college that
one of my best friends is like that.
With bits?
Yeah. No, he like just loves stealing, and he spent the majority of the last like decade
in prison,
in jail and shit, just because he loves stealing. I remember I was talking to him on the phone after he had like gotten out one time.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, man, we got to hang out, you know, and he's like out and about or whatever. He's like, I just hear him go, like while he's on the phone, this? No, I came in with this. No, I was wearing this when I came in. You can look at my bag if you want. No, here, go ahead. Look at my bag. He like walks away. He's like, dumb Chinese bitch doesn't know I stole. Yeah, that guy just loved stealing. Hell, and you know what? Props to him, because he would get away with it 95% of the time.
Yeah, but that 5% sounds like he spent 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw the
and he would get caught for burglarizing a house
and spend his youth behind bars.
I stole the other day, actually.
What did you steal?
You seem like a stealer.
I stole from Whole Foods.
Wow.
I stole one of those.
Take
you know
that,
those,
Bezos.
Those
you,
pink-
know who's, you know who's a shoplifter? Is the guy whose name I can't say anymore on the show.
Oh, yeah? He is?
Yeah, yeah.
Sarah Lerner's
really?
Husband.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Sarah Lerner's husband.
That's about
it. He's like, he's always like, as long as it's from a bigger store, one of those people, they're like, if it's from a corporation, as if like.
I agree.
No, I mean, because then the idea there is what? That small business owners aren't shitty?
Well, you're doing more damage.
Enough of a difference to their bottom line where it doesn't...
Yeah, either, it hurts.
You're stealing. I mean, there's no difference.
Yeah, but I feel less bad.
I think there's a moral difference between stealing from like a family-owned thing than stealing from like fucking Target or something.
Not really.
Why?
Because the effect on the bottom line between the two of them is so fucking negligible that it really doesn't matter.
The effect on
the bottom line, because you're hurting Walmart. You're hurting Walmart like maybe 0.001%.
You're hurting Walmart not at all.
And you're 0.0001%. And right. and if enough people steal, it'll raise their insurance rates. So it'll 0.00001%. Versus the mom and pop store 0.001%. Yeah, I mean it's negligible. You're not really hurt. The mom and pop store is not going to go out of business because you stole a single.
Yeah, it is a bigger number.
No, it's a bigger number, but they're both negligible. So what's the amount you would have to steal before it's?
I mean, I wouldn't steal like I don't know. I used to steal a lot when I was a kid.
By the way, go ahead and steal if you want. I don't give a shit.
What was the first thing you stole?
I used to steal porn a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. When I was like very Hudson News in airports, it used to like I had like a weird phase.
Wait, how is that possible?
So I'd be on the way to camp.
He would buy airplane tickets.
No, whenever
to
I was
steal porn.
Whenever I was going to camp, like when I was like 13, 14 years old, I'd go to Hudson News and steal porn, and then it just it carried on until I was like maybe 20.
Do you remember getting homeless guys to buy you liquor?
I never did that.
I used to do that all the time when I was like 17.
We'd ask older brothers fake IDs.
I would get homeless guys to buy me liquor all the time.
Greek people would buy you booze, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, there would be older, you know, guys, like guys I knew. They're in
but
you were
also an alcoholic.
Yeah.
So you needed it, baby.
I remember doing that, having some homeless guy buy me a handle of Tito's and then driving around
drinking.
Did it
ever go bad?
What?
Did the homeless guy steal your money?
No, I never had a problem with that.
Did they ever molest you?
Tip them?
No comment. What's that?
Did you tip them?
No, you just let them drink some of the liquor.
you shared it with their homeless mouths?
Yes.
I mean, you weren't kissing them.
One of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, I was in Santa Cruz, California. I saw two homeless dudes. One had an ice cream cone and the other one had a joint. And they traded them.
That is awesome.
And
dude.
I was like, that is the cutest.
That is fucking beautiful. Goddamn.
That
no
was
joke.
One of the cutest
the most
I've ever seen.
The happiest I've ever seen any person in my life was it was Christmas and I was back home in Baltimore. And I was, this homeless guy with no legs asked me for a beer. And I went in, but I upped him to a 40. And the look in this guy's eyes when he was like, you got me a 40-ounce? And it was like the most happiness I have ever seen in my fucking life, dude. And you know what? From now on, I'm going to start doing that every Christmas.
Buying homeless people liquor?
40s. But saying I'm going to get them less liquor and then getting them more.
Yeah. I would just buy them heroin.
Yeah, he was doing coke out. Also. Yeah, he was doing crack. He literally was.
Just buy him a couple of rocks.
But that's scarier. I can get him a little Old English.
What
was your 40 of choice?
St. Ides.
Why is crack worse?
What?
Why? Because it's got fucked up shit in
Saint Ives, Saint Ives is the most alcohol in it.
I thought, no, like Steel pissed. Reserve does.
Nah, St. Ives is higher.
Really?
Yeah, it might be the same.
In terms of 40s you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I also fucked with Mickey's.
We should do Mickey's is good. Edward Cobra, 40 the hands, hurricane. Bro.
When I worked in the mall in the cell phone place.
Yes.
I used to have the, there's a guy, I would hire these other people that were over 21, and then I would make them go buy me beer. Hell yeah, and shit. Dude. And I remember getting like a 40s and Mickey's and drinking in the bathroom at like 8 a.m. right as I opened the store, and then like coming back to work.
Very nicely
just
done.
Helping people drunk. And, and they all just knew I was drunk.
A drunk child.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. A drunk kiosk cell phone salesman.
Going back to kleptomaniacs, I knew this guy in college that was a kleptomaniac who got caught by his roommates for stealing money out of their wallets.
Damn.
And what they did is they like set up all their like computers and they covered like the little green light on and like turned the screens off. Just like taped them. They had like three different angles. And I watched the video and it was like one of the most insane things I've ever seen. He like is sitting at his desk doing work. He gets up, goes to his roommate's roommate's desk, opens the drawer, looks in his wallet, like goes, takes the money out, puts the money back in the wallet, closes the door, like gets up three or four more times.
God damn.
Like he had this like whole routine and stuff. It was one of the craziest things ever.
That's like when you're kind of eyeing up X videos and you're like, nah, I'm not gonna beat off.
I'm not gonna.
And then you're like, you just scroll through a little bit.
It was a total wind up.
Sometimes I'll just look at porn and I'm like, yeah, not today.